Another client of mine was 10 years old, born in London and living in London during the Nazi bombings in World War II, when London was bombed nearly on a nightly basis. And there were drills that every family went through so that when the air raid sirens went off, they knew to go to a bomb shelter. Well, that night, the sirens go off and she cannot find her family. She doesn't know where she is. She gets disoriented and gets picked up by a group of soldiers who take her to an anti-aircraft battery. And she is forlorn, convinced that she will never see her mother and father again. And in this anti-aircraft battery, she recalls seeing the tracer bullets going out and seeing a German airplane as it's being hit and seeing the face of a young German aviator, a 19-year-old boy who's also never going to go back home to his mother. Now, whether that was imagined or real, it doesn't matter. In her mind, she saw this young German aviator whose plane had been hit, whose plane burst in flames, who was never going to go back home to his mother. At that instant, soul loss occurred. And she stopped playing, stopped laughing, stopped being a little girl, became a woman overnight. The child in her fled. I met her when she was in her mid-50s, 45 years later. And we did a soul retrieval to bring back that terrified little girl who had run away at the time of the nightly bombings of London. And when she came back, she again began to play. She became playful. She had not been able to be in a relationship her entire life. Found that when she was becoming too intimate with someone, she was afraid that she would lose them and she would flee, she would run. For the first time in her life, she was able to enter into a lasting relationship. So the soul part gave her life back. But the soul part is, what came back, of course, was a 10-year-old that had to be given the safety and the nurturing. And the soul part had to be grown and matured and integrated into the psyche of a 54-year-old woman. 3 years later, I received an invitation to her wedding, married for the first time at the age of 57. Ooh.